presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. The weird and baffling mystery surrounding Sidney Ryecroft, the British explorer, and the sacred black pearl of the Egyptian god Osiris, is taxing to the full even the powers of Superman. One phase of the problem was solved when, in our last episode, Clark Kent discovered that the real Sidney Ryecroft is actually a woman, that the man who pretended to be Ryecroft is an imposter. Unknown to Kent, back at his apartment, Tumbleweed Jones was in the power of the Egyptian fanatic Humi, who, pistol in hand, was about to force Tumbleweed to go with him to his hideout. However, our mystery took a strange twist just then, for as Humi and Tumbleweed were about to leave the apartment, the lamp on the table was suddenly smashed to bits. And out of the darkness came a whisper. Listen.
Stop your car, Valenti. And drop it quickly.
Jasper and Kyle.
That voice. That whisper. Who are you?
I'm called to a sheriff. Now drop your gun. Drop it.
I reckon it's how you better drop it, Effendi.
Yeah.
This here is getting to be regular three-ring circus. For me, I've seen many a rodeo, but nothing can tie this for excitement. Whisperer, who are you? How come you to show up at just the right minute?
I'm glad I reached you in time. Had you left here with this man, Homie, your friends would never have seen you again.
Yeah, I kind of suspected that. Now, Whisperer, maybe you'll tell me how come I've suddenly become so all-fired important to so many people. And at our closet there, there's another fellow that was holding me up before this here Oriental stepped in and held him up. In that other closet's my young friend, Jimmy. I'd kind of like to let him loose.
Certainly. Open that closet door.
With pleasure. Come on out, little laughing squirrel.
Gee, thanks, Tumbleweed. It's kind of stuffy in there. Say, what's happened? What's going wrong with the light?
Ask no questions, Jimmy. There's no time for the answers.
Holy mackerel. What was that?
I'll tell you later, Jim. Right now, I reckon we'd better do like the Whisperer says. Just one thing, though, Whisperer.
Yes.
The way I figure this thing, there are two people, or two groups of people, that are sure all fired anxious to get their hands on me. And one group is Egyptian, and the other group appears to be American. Now, how come I'm so important? What have I got that they want?
If I were to tell you, you wouldn't believe in me. It's so fantastic. But this I will tell you. Your life is in grave danger. Your presence here endangers your friends. You must leave this city at once. The farther you get from Metropolis, the better.
Well, look here now.
Enough, we waste time.
Whisper.
Yes, homie.
What do you plan to do?
Within an hour, you and the gentleman in the closet will be behind bars. Tumbleweed.
Yeah?
Pick up that telephone call, will you? That order. Tell the police to come as quickly as possible.
Okay. I'll just snap on these lights overhead.
And... Don't play the fool, Tumbleweed. I'm here to help you. Leave the lights off. Pick up that phone and do as I tell you quickly.
Better do as the Whisperer says, Tumbleweed.
I reckon. Yeah, operator. Get me police headquarters right away.
So, Whisperer, you plan to turn me over to the police?
It's the easiest way of getting rid of you.
There is an easier way.
If there is, I don't know it.
You may not know it, but I know. Look out! The window! He's heading for the window!
Oh, Dad Buster! Dad Buster! Where's that gun he dropped?
Oh, wait. He's escaped by the wire escape you never hit him. And the shots will bring people to this apartment. I'm afraid we must let him go.
Dang it all.
At least the police can arrest the other man. Homie, who can tell? I may be able to get him before he gets you.
You mean to say you... Hello, hello? Police headquarters? Just a minute, please. Well, what'll I tell him, Whisperer? A Whisperer.
Looks like the Whisperer's gone, Tumbleweed.
Gone, but... Hello, hello? Is here a policeman I'm talking to? Well, now, looky here. This is Tumbleweed Jones talking. Yeah, who's kidding? That's my name. Now listen, the dead burnedest orniest kind of tomfoolery is going on out here, and I want you to cover up
those. You say, Tumbleweed, that the police came up and took this man they called Sleepy Sam down to headquarters?
That's right, Kent. Half an hour ago, this here apartment of yours was just filled with policemen. Never did see so many.
Well, we sure had some excitement while you were down at the office. Gosh, Mr. Kent, ever since we met that Miss Ryecroft, we've sure been in a mess.
You're right about that. One thing I'm sure of at last, though. The girl, whatever she may be, is the real Sidney Ryecroft. The man is nothing but an imposter.
Then what are we waiting for? Get hold of that ornery cayuse and find out why he was pretending to be the real Sidney Rycroft.
Can't do it, Tumbleweed, till I find him. He checked out of his hotel without giving any forwarding address. But he'll turn up again. Don't you worry about that.
No, sir. I ain't going to worry about it because I ain't going to be here.
What do you mean, Tumbleweed?
Kent, little laughing squirrel, old Tumbleweed's leaving you. I'm going back to the ranch.
Tumbleweed?
Can't help it. I didn't want to tell you, but ever since I got here, I've been homesick. Haven't had a chance to shoot an arrow in days. Ain't ridden no horse. In this here mess about Miss Rycroft and the sacred black pearl and Egyptians and gangsters, I'm getting kind of tired of that, too. Now, you don't need me around here. I don't appear to have been no kind of help to you. So reckons how I'll just mosey along back to Comanche Joe's ranch.
Oh, gosh, Tumbleweed. I sure hate to see you go.
That goes for me, too, Tumbleweed.
Oh, all right, then. I'll tell you. That there Whisperer told me that as long as I hung around here, my life and both of yours would be in danger. That means as long as I'm around you fellas, I'm only making trouble for you. So I'm going to remove myself from these here parts.
I can't understand why they're after you, whoever they are. You've certainly done nothing. Mr. Kent, have you any idea why they'd want to get a hold of Tumbleweed?
No, Jim. I haven't the slightest idea. Well, Tumbleweed, if you've really made up your mind about leaving, I'll get your train tickets right away.
I ain't going by no train, Kent.
What?
I'm so all fired anxious to get back to the ranch, I'm going to take a plane. Yes, sir. And the quicker I get up there among all them little fleecy clouds where everything's quiet, the better I'm going to die.
Give your name, please, if you come aboard. Your name, please?
Tumbleweed Jones.
See Kent, sir.
Come on, Jim. We'll have time to talk a bit before this here sky cayuse takes off.
Okay, Tumbleweed. Say, I wonder why Mr. Kent isn't here.
Got held up at the office, I reckon. But he'll make it all right. Say, I wouldn't leave without saying goodbye to Kent. Well, here's my seat. Right over the wing. Now, ain't that nice?
It sure is. I wish I was going with you, Tumbleweed.
I wish you was too, son. But come summertime, you can come out and visit me at the ranch. Well, now, reckon how I'll just fill up this old pipe of mine and have a smoke before we take off.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Yes, ma'am?
Smoking is not permitted while the plane is on the ground. However, there's some chewing gum in that little compartment to the right of you, if you care to chew.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I reckon I would. Seems how you've been so kind. Here, have some food.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. Have some chewing gum, Jim?
Oh, no thanks, Tumbleweed, but you go ahead.
Reckon how I will. Kind of small pieces to give you. Should have brought some chewing tobacco with me, and then I...
Something wrong?
Why, Jim, son, looky here. There's something wrote inside the wrapper of this chewing gum.
There is. Let's see. Do not take this plane. Get off before it is too late. It's the Whisperer.
Suffering coyote.
Suppose that means anything, Tumbleweed?
Plane taking off. All visitors must leave.
Tumbleweed, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know, Jim. Concern it. I don't want to get off in this plane. I want to get back to the ranch as quick as I can.
What's that message from the Whisperer?
Oh, hang the Whisperer. Hang this whole Dan Byrne mystery. I'm going back to Comanche Jones Ranch where it's peaceful and quiet. And I'm going now.
Time to leave, please. Plane taking off.
Go on, Jim. Better move.
But Tumbleweed...
Do like I tell you now. Move.
Okay. So long, Tumbleweed.
So long,
Jim. Hope I'll be seeing you next summer.
You will. Don't forget to ride.
I won't.
This way, young man. Better hurry. Right out this door here.
You picked me to cover a dog show in Eastchester. Yeah, I know. Okay, I'll do it. Well, if that doesn't beat anything I've ever seen.
What's wrong, Kent?
Oh, White gets me on the phone and talks for half an hour. I was supposed to see Tumbleweed Jones off at the airport. His plane left 15 minutes ago. Oh, well, can't be helped, I suppose.
Mr. Kent.
Jimmy, I thought you were at the airport. How'd you get here so quickly?
I took a taxi. Mr. Kent, something's wrong. I know it.
What?
Just before the plane took off, Tumbleweed got a message from the Whisperer.
The Whisperer?
He warned him to get off the plane, that something would happen if he didn't.
Well, did he get off?
No, Mr. Kent. He said he...
Wait a minute. Hello, Clark Kent speaking.
Mr. Whisperer.
Well...
Don't talk. Just listen. Something, I don't know what, is going to happen to the plane, Tumbleweed Jones.
Are you sure?
Yes. I don't know what will happen, but something definitely will. I don't know what you could do about it, Kent, but something had better be done. Radio the plane to land. Anyway,
how do you know something is going to happen?
Never mind that. I've done all I can, Kent. It's up to you now. Goodbye and good luck.
Who was it, Mr. Kent?
No one you'd be interested in, Jim. I've got to leave. I got a story to cover.
But the plane, Mr. Kent, tumbleweed.
Nothing to worry about. See you later.
Oh, I've certainly never seen him act that way about a friend.
Well, this is my starting place, the roof. I wish I knew what was going to happen to that plane so I could be prepared for it. I've got a feeling the Whisperer, whoever he may be, knows what he's talking about, so I'd better follow that plane and keep an eye on it. Hope I'm not too late.
Now to change to Superman, and then up, up, and away! What danger threatens our friend Tumbleweed in the plane? Will Superman be in time to save him from it? The mystery surrounding Miss Sidney Rycroft and the Black Pearl of Osiris is rapidly drawing to a close. Don't fail to hear the next exciting episode of our story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a thing!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.